Good morning. In a spirit of gratitude and respect, we acknowledge the Saanich First Nations on whose traditional land we gather. Welcome to this liberal religious congregation of First Unitarian Church of Victoria. My name is Susan Lang, and it is my honor to be your worship associate on this glorious Sunday morning for August 27th, 2017. We gather to worship, our hearts alive with hope that here we will be truly seen, that here we will be welcomed into the garden of this community, where the simple and the elegant, the fluted and the frilled, the shy and the dramatic complement one another and are treasured. May we know that here each contributes in their way to the beauty of the whole.
'Tis a gift to be simple. In today's hurried and harried world, it can be a challenge to find simplicity, let alone live it. We long for a grounded sense of calm, a moment of peace in which we can take the time to notice and appreciate the here and now. Today we look for guidance in Taoism, and we look for inspiration in A.A. Milne's beloved bear, Winnie the Pooh. And so our opening words come from the house at Pooh Corner. After they had walked a little way, Christopher Robin said, "What do you like doing best in the world, Pooh?" "Well," said Pooh, "what I like best," and then he had to stop and think. Because although eating honey was a very good thing to do, there was a moment just before you began to eat it, which was better than when you were eating it. But he didn't know what it was called. And then he thought that being with Christopher Robin was a very good thing to do, and having Piglet near was a very friendly thing to have. And so when he had thought it all out, he said, "What I like best in the world is me and Piglet going to see you, and you saying, 'What about a little something?' And me saying, 'Well, I shouldn't mind a little something, should you, Piglet?' And it being a hummy sort of a day outside, and birds singing." Pooh Bear knows how to appreciate the moment. So, as it is, in fact, a hummy sort of a day outside, and there are likely birds singing, and we are gathered here in UU community, which is a friendly thing to have, let us take a moment to appreciate the here and now as Kathy kindles the flame of our faith. Breathe in, breathe out. Blessed be. Lao Tzu, the author of the Tao Te Ching, wrote, "The master observes the world, but trusts their inner vision. They allow things to come and go. Their heart is as open as the sky." Let us invite our hearts to be as open as the sky as we take this moment of silence together to turn inward, holding those concerns and people that are most present within each of us this day. Breathe in, breathe out. Wrapping our loved ones in our love, holding our hurting world in our love, we say, blessed be.
Psalm Some of you may be familiar with this song from The Sound of Music. So long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, adieu. No, I'm not leaving this vibrant congregation, but I am saying goodbye to my duties as worship associate. Today will be my last Sunday in this position, as my three-year term has come to an end. It has been an absolute joy and pleasure to have stood up here, hopefully helping to create significant and meaningful services. Reverend Melora was instrumental in creating the Worship Associate team, and I want to applaud her for her untiring effort and energy for initiating this program and lending us her support and encouragement. One of the new creations of this program that was introduced since the Service Leader program was that of our personal reflections. As I look back over the last 3 years, I had some time to reflect on some of the messages I had spoken about. It was definitely wide-ranging. I shared with you such issues as becoming overextended and exhausted with volunteer work and full-time employment. Our name change, which was under discussion a few years ago, and working alongside people who had differences of opinion while trying to keep a calm perspective. I spoke of truth and wisdom and the insights we learn from one another. Frequently, I spoke of our month's theme, such as honesty, integrity, and identity. Some reflections were very personal, as I spoke of the disintegration of my marriage, looking back with bittersweet memories, but no regrets. I recall reminiscing my Easter Sunday memories as a child, and more recently my singing experiences on holiday in the Caribbean, where music has a way of uniting us no matter what our color or cultural background. So thank you for coming along on this journey with me. Your comments, suggestions, encouragement, and support have inspired me. It has been an incredible experience, and one that I will always cherish. As I have shared my stories with you, I urge you to tell your own stories as well. As we get to know each other on a deeper, more personal level, I believe the bonds that unite us can only make us stronger and a more compassionate and cohesive community. You will continue to see some familiar faces from the Worship Associate team, and I know you will welcome a few new faces that will be joining the team in September. At some point, you may want to consider this ministry for yourself. Now I will be turning my focus to other endeavors within this beloved community. So the future awaits. Thank you.
I was in seminary, class had just ended, and my brain was full. Full of coursework and papers to write, but also things like applying for internships and grappling with issues raised in my fieldwork. My mind held a jumble of to-do lists and anxiety. No time to sort through it all now, though. I hastily packed up my backpack, heaved it on my shoulders, and rushed across campus to the chapel, where I was supposed to do a reading in the student service that a friend was leading. I had told him it would be tight, and as I glanced at my watch, I saw that the service had already started. Hopefully, the chalice lighting, opening words, and first hymn would give me a bit of a buffer. Indeed, when I arrived at the back of the chapel, panting and perspiring, and looked questioningly at the service leader, he beckoned me forward, just in time. I dashed up to the pulpit and began the reading, the words of Unitarian Henry David Thoreau. Why should we live with such hurry and waste of life? Yes, everyone else laughed too. Clearly, I was a case in point. Perhaps you have had similar moments in your life, overwhelmed with too much to do and too much to worry about. Recently, someone I know shared this insight with me. She said she was rushing along one day, stressed out about her own workload and to-do lists, and she walked past a park. People were lying around enjoying the sun as if they had not a care in the world. She says her first reaction was annoyance, even anger. Don't these people have work to do? Then, when she thought about it, she realized, she said, quote, "I only feel like I'm accomplishing something if I'm stressed. If I wasn't stressed, I would feel like I wasn't working hard enough." But she asked herself, is that true? The work is going to get done whether I stress about it or not. So why torture myself with the added anxiety? Why not just do the work, let go of the stress, and enjoy the sunshine? For many of us, this is easier said than done. On sabbatical, I sought out spiritual practices that might help with just this sort of challenge. I tried yoga. One day, the teacher began class with a reading from the Tao Te Ching. As many of you know, the Tao Te Ching is one of the central texts of Taoism, which is an ancient Chinese philosophy and religion dating back to at least the 4th century BCE. Tao means the way. The Tao Te Ching functions as a guide for living in accordance with that way. My yoga teacher read this passage. "The supreme good is like water, which nourishes all things without trying to. It is content with the low places that people disdain. Thus, it is like the Tao. In dwelling, live close to the ground. In thinking, keep to the simple. In conflict, be fair and generous. In governing, don't try to control. In work, do what you enjoy. In family life, be completely present. When you are content to be simply yourself and don't compare or compete, everybody will respect you." I was struck by that reading, by the calm, grounded sense of it, the sense of not trying too hard or stressing too much, but managing to be completely present to whatever you are doing. Later, I tried out a Qigong class. How many of you have done Qigong or its martial arts relative, Tai Chi? Yeah, some of you know it. On the first day, the teacher told us that the form of Qigong that she taught was developed long, long ago by people who were living hard lives in rural China. She said the people looked to nature for ways to cope and persevere. How did the trees survive such harsh conditions? How did the wild goose manage to thrive? One of the keys was conserving energy. Never expending more energy than you need to. You can see this in the movements of Qigong, slow, deliberate, strong, graceful. You gather the life energy from the natural world around you and ground yourself in the strength of the earth. All of this prompted me to revisit the Tao Te Ching. I have the pocket version with tiny little writing. And its more recent companion guide, the Tao of Pooh. If you have read the Tao of Pooh, you may recall that while Pooh Bear's way of being exemplifies the Tao, several of Pooh Bear's friends embody a variety of ways in which we can stray from the Tao. Ways of being that are spirit draining instead of spirit filling. Ways of being with which most of us can identify, at least some of the time. As I list them, you might consider, with which characters do you identify? Which ways of being feel familiar to you? There's Piglet, Pooh's best friend, who is sweet and certainly sympathetic, but struggles with fear and anxiety. There's Owl, who is in his head most of the time. He likes to think of himself as scholarly and often holds forth in lecture style. He tends to talk more than he listens. Rabbit is always rushing around, organizing everything and everyone. He's busy and likes to be in control. Here's a passage about Rabbit. It was going to be one of Rabbit's busy days. As soon as he woke up, he felt important, as if everything depended on him. It was just the day for organizing something. You know how he capitalizes all those words, right? Organizing something. Or writing a notice signed Rabbit. Or for seeing what everybody else thought about it. It was a perfect morning for hurrying round to Pooh and saying, "Very well, then, I'll tell Piglet." And then going to Piglet and saying, "Pooh thinks, but perhaps I better see Owl first." It was a captainish sort of a day when everybody said yes, Rabbit, and no, Rabbit, and waited until he had told them. Last of the key non-Taoist characters is my favorite, the old gray donkey Eeyore, perpetually gloomy and pessimistic. He's the one who looks at his reflection in the stream and says, "Pathetic." That's what it is. Pathetic. Then he crosses the stream, looks in from the other side, and bemoans, "As I thought, no better from this side." Eeyore is always assuming the worst, like in this scene in which on a windy day, Pooh and Piglet went to check on Eeyore in case his house had blown down and he needed help rebuilding it. Pooh and Piglet called out cheerfully, "Hello, Eeyore." "Ah," said Eeyore. "Lost your way?" Oh, I just love him. "We just came to see you," said Piglet, "and to see how your house is. Look, Pooh, it's still standing." "I know," said Eeyore. "Very odd. Somebody ought to have come down and pushed it over." We wondered whether the wind would blow it down," said Pooh. "Ah, that's why nobody's bothered, I suppose. I thought perhaps they'd forgotten." In contrast to Eeyore, Owl, Piglet, and Rabbit is Pooh Bear's way of being. He is calm, content, simple, good-hearted, and goes with the flow. The author of The Tao of Pooh, Benjamin Hoff, tells us that in Taoism, this going with the flow way of being is called wu wei. Hoff states, literally, wu wei means without doing, causing, or making. Hoff continues, but practically speaking, it means without meddlesome, combative, or egotistical effort. The efficiency of wu wei is like that of water flowing over and around the rocks in its path. End quote. Hoff illustrates wu wei with a story from the Taoist master known as Zhang Zhu. I looked this up on the internet. There are like 50 ways to pronounce it. We'll go with Zhang Zhu. At the base of a dangerous waterfall, an old man is spotted being tossed about in the turbulent waters. When the people go to rescue him, they find that the old man made it to the bank himself, perfectly intact. When asked what secret power enabled him to survive, the old man responds, quote, "Nothing special. I began to learn while very young and grew up practicing it. Now I am certain of success. I go down with the water and come up with the water. I follow it and forget myself. I survive because I don't struggle against the water's superior power. That is all." The Tao Te Ching says it is folly to try to control that which can't be controlled. Quote, "Trying to control the future is like trying to take the master carpenter's place. When you handle the master carpenter's tools, chances are that you'll cut your hand." Hoff elaborates on the going with the flow concept. He says, when you work with wu wei, you put the round peg in the round hole and the square peg in the square hole. No stress, no struggle. Egotistical desire tries to force the round peg into the square hole and vice versa. Cleverness tries to devise craftier ways of making the pegs fit where they don't belong. Knowledge tries to figure out why round pegs fit in round holes, but not square holes. Wu Wei doesn't try. It doesn't think about it. It just does it. And when it does it, it doesn't appear to do much of anything. But it gets things done. And that's exactly how Pooh Bear operates. When Eeyore loses his tail, Eeyore himself does nothing, resigned once again to his own bad fortune. And Owl lectures about the details of the customary procedure in such cases. As Owl drones on and on, it is Pooh Bear, simple Pooh Bear, who notices that Owl's new doorbell rope is actually Eeyore's missing tail. In another story, when Roo falls in the stream, others run around being ineffective. As the text says, everybody was doing something to help. Piglet, for example, was jumping up and down and making ooh, I say noises. Owl was explaining that in the case of sudden and temporary immersion, the important thing was to keep the head above water. In all the commotion, it is Pooh Bear who goes downstream and lays a long pole across the water so Roo can catch hold and come to safety. What I like about this going with the flow Taoist way is that on the one hand, it warns us not to waste our energy trying to control things we can't control. But on the other hand, neither does it advise us to be passive or apathetic. Just like Pooh Bear, you observe the situation and calmly do what needs to be done. The key is not wasting energy overthinking and overdoing things. We need to let go of anxiety-fueled desire that causes us to strive for more and more instead of being satisfied with good enough. The Tao Te Ching says, fill your bowl to the brim and it will spill. Keep sharpening your knife, and it will blunt. Chase after money and security, and your heart will never unclench. Care about people's approval, and you will be their prisoner. Do your work, then step back. The only path to serenity. In another verse, it says, if you want to accord with the Tao, just do your job and let it go. Some of the letting go that seems key here is accepting the fact that the world will never be exactly the way we want it to be. I've noticed that when something goes wrong in our lives, from little annoying things to the larger things, we can sometimes experience two different layers of upsetness. There's the upsetness about the thing itself. Understandably, we are sad or frustrated or angry. But then I've noticed this second layer of upset. It's a defiant railing against the world. Things shouldn't be this hard. This shouldn't happen. I've wasted a lot of my own energy this way, railing against the fates of air travel that causes us to, this is true, miss our connections, stay overnight in airports, and lose our luggage. Railing against the perpetual whirlpool of paperwork that has flowed back and forth between our family and the CRA. Unending. Assessment, reassessment, reassessment again. Systems should work more smoothly than this, I protest. I have a friend who somehow avoids this second layer of strain. She says she doesn't expect that life will go smoothly. She knows there will be bumps and turns in the road. When they happen, she lets herself feel that first layer of upset. Bummer, they lost my luggage. But she doesn't bother with that second layer. She doesn't rage that things shouldn't be this way. She acknowledges that things are this way, and asks, so now what? How do we move forward? Maybe you too are like this. Maybe you are a go-with-the-flow type of person. Like Pooh Bear, you embody the Tao. If so, perhaps you can be a Pooh Bear presence for the rest of us. Like in that scene when Piglet and Pooh are in the forest and Piglet was getting a bit anxious, Piglet sidled up to Pooh from behind. "Pooh," he whispered. "Yes, Piglet?" "Nothing," said Piglet, taking Pooh's paw. "I just wanted to be sure of you." If you are a Pooh Bear type, you can be a calming presence in our midst, as the rest of us do our best to lean into a more Taoist way of being. So we've established that when you follow the way, you don't waste energy trying to control things you can't change or railing against the things not being the way you want them to be. When possible, you also figure out how to appreciate things as they are. Hoff quotes another story from Zheng Zhu. "Huize said to Zheng Zhu, 'I have a large tree which no carpenter can cut into lumber. Its branches and trunk are crooked and tough, covered with bumps and depressions. No builder would turn his head to look at it. Your teachings are the same, useless without value. Therefore, no one pays attention to them.' Zheng Zhu replies, 'You complain that your tree is not valuable as lumber, but you could make use of the shade it provides, rest under its sheltering branches, and stroll beneath it, admiring its character and appearance. Since it would not be endangered by an axe, what could threaten its existence? It is useless to you only because you want to make it into something else and do not use it in its proper way.'" Appreciating things for their unique gifts can be done with people, too. Perhaps you have, upon occasion, been frustrated that someone is not the way you want them to be. They don't do what you would want them to do or say what you would want them to say. Rabbit had this problem with Tigger. Rabbit was deeply irritated with Tigger's overenthusiastic, disruptive bouncing. Tigger constantly bounced all over the place, startling people and knocking things over. So Rabbit hatched a plan to unbounce Tigger. He would lead Tigger deep into the forest and leave him there to get lost, until Tigger was so lonely and frightened that his spirit would be broken and he would bounce no more. Of course, as you may recall, it is Rabbit who ended up lost and alone and frightened in the forest. And it is Tigger who comes to Rabbit's rescue. And Rabbit was so relieved and grateful that his view of Tigger changed completely. As he approached, Tigger became, in Rabbit's eyes, quote, "a friendly Tigger, a grand Tigger, a large and helpful Tigger, a Tigger who bounced, if he bounced at all, in just the beautiful way a Tigger ought to bounce." "Oh, Tigger, I am glad to see you," said Rabbit. Instead of wanting to change Tigger into something he's not, in the end, Rabbit appreciated Tigger as he is. Accepting others as they are is something Pooh Bear does naturally. There's a scene in which Christopher Robin, Pooh, and Piglet were sitting on the bridge together. Quote, "For a long time, they looked at the river beneath them, saying nothing. And the river said nothing, too, for it felt very quiet and peaceful on this summer afternoon." "Tigger is all right, really," said Piglet lazily. "Of course he is," said Christopher Robin. "Everybody is, really," said Pooh. "That's what I think," said Pooh. "But I don't suppose I'm right," he said. "Of course you are," said Christopher Robin. In the foreword of his translation of the Tao Te Ching, Stephen Mitchell says, quote, "In surrendering to the Tao, in giving up all concepts, judgments, and desires, the master's mind has grown naturally compassionate." These words of the Tao Te Ching sum it up well. I have just three things to teach: simplicity, patience, compassion. These three are your greatest treasures. Simple in actions and in thoughts, you return to the source of your being. Patient with both friends and enemies, you accord with the way things are. compassionate toward yourself, you reconcile all beings in the world. Thoreau had it right. Why should we live with such a hurry and waste of life? When we feel overwhelmed by to-do lists, frustrated at people and things not being the way we want them to be, when we feel like giving up in despair at the world around us, may we find comfort and grounding in a Pooh Bear way of being. May we calmly do what we can and let go of any extra unnecessary anxiety. In the words of the Tao Te Ching, do your work, then step back, the only path to serenity. In closing, I will note that one thing that can help us cultivate this way of being is taking time to be in and appreciate nature. Like the people who practice Tai Chi in the park, or Pooh Bear who often settles on a sunny spot and waits for poetic hums to come to him. To that end, I'd like to invite you to come on some walks with me. So far, I've planned 3 different dates in 3 different locations. They're all listed in the September newsletter. We'll do some walking and some sitting still, some mindfulness practices, and some chatting. One has an option for people who prefer not to walk, and another is designed to include kids. The first one is September 14th. Let me know if you are interested. For now, let us join as able and stand as able and join in singing a hymn of appreciation for this earth that holds us all, sustaining our bodies and spirits, 163, hymn 163. Refrain from the Tao Te Ching. In dwelling, live close to the ground. In thinking, keep to the simple. In conflict, be fair and generous. In governing, don't try to control. In work, do what you enjoy. In family life, be completely present. Friends, I wish for you that you find a balance in your own lives, doing what you can, then letting it go. As the Tao Te Ching counsels, don't compare or compete. Instead, may you find that you are content to be simply yourself. So may it be for all of us. Blessed be.